two virtual charter schools, and the district overseeing them have to pay back millions of dollars in state funding. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Jeannie Lindsay reports the State Board of Education voted to get money back from the schools at its meeting Wednesday.
Indiana Virtual Pathways Academy, Indiana Virtual School, and Daleville Community Schools are on the hook to pay back about $40 million. An audit found the two virtual schools reported twice as many students to the state than were actually taking courses. The board retroactively cut the virtual school's enrollment counts, meaning they have to pay back half the state funding they received. And state examiner Paul Joyce says once the audit is done, criminal charges could be filed.
We will turn it over to the Attorney General for civil collection and involve local prosecutors or federal prosecutors for anything that was criminal.
The department will also monitor the schools as they close. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.